Speaking of whores,
how did you know I just slid my toy in?
I didn't, but that was awesome.
Were you one Aaron Rodgers away from an orgasm? You know, we have moments, at least one moment, every time we record where we talk about it later and we're like, they're going, what the fuck? Because we just kind of ramble. That's what we do.
We ramble.
We ramble, we giggle, we get all chicks, dicks.
Whatever gives us kicks.
This is Super Pussy. Hi, welcome to Super Pussy, episode 6. This is Eliza, and I'm here with
AJ.
And tonight we are going to discuss, we had some questions submitted by loyal listeners, and most of them revolve around fantasy, and we're going to address these questions this evening. So we'll start, I'll read question one, and then AJ, you just go at it. Number one was, if you were in the midst of wild, passionate sex, what could your partner do that would instantly and irrevocably turn you off so much that you'd have to stop right away?
I thought about this a long time today. It used to be being called bitch. But I've had a lover since that kind of flipped that word for me, and it doesn't have the same connotation. I think, you know, there's a couple. One, if they called me by an old lover's name.
I didn't even think of that.
I definitely would have a problem with that.
And you'd think I would have thought of that. I've stopped sex because of that.
Yeah. And the other would be, if they, hurt me, like, in a way that was not at all, a sexual turn on.
What if they just took something that was a turn on too far?
I think it's my responsibility, if it's something that we normally do, to let them know that they need to, they've reached that edge of that boundary.
So you'd probably be like, okay, that needs to stop, but you wouldn't stop the act.
No.
Of sex. Okay.
No, I'm thinking more like along the lines if they got pissed at me and slapped me across the face or something. Something that they know. I absolutely detest being slapped in the face. So, I think if they did that, that probably would be something that would definitely end things for me. I'm not even positive that the calling me by another name would. I know it would really piss me off. It would depend on how horny I was, whether or not I needed to stop. So, I guess that, you know, there's just not a lot that I can think of that would.
Well, I think the main thing would also depend on the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If it were, you know, a fuck buddy versus a partner.
Yeah.
It'd be a big difference.
Yeah.
Mine is, this just keeps me out, the whole mommy thing. I can't do it. I won't do it. It does nothing to turn me on. It creeps me out.
Yeah.
Don't allude to, I don't mind age play. I mind family play. That does nothing for me. I don't mind if a guy refers to himself as daddy though, which is kind of weird, but don't call me mommy ever.
I think because the whole daddy thing has a double connotation, and I had a real good friend who was very submissive and into the daddy thing. And I had a problem with it because of personal early, you know, teen history. But when she explained it, it made a lot of sense. Whereas the daddy thing is really more of that caring, adult, you know, male that you know, cares for you, may discipline you if you're bad, but the, you know, the aftercare is there. So it made a lot more sense, and I was okay with that. But it's not anything that does anything for me, the whole, oh, daddy, you know, just, it doesn't, just isn't a big turn on for me.
Yeah, not so much. And the other thing, and this is, as submissive as I am, if I tell a person I like something a specific way, or I dislike something specifically, yet they keep doing it, I've ended sex over that. I've been like, no, I've told you, like three times in the last 5 minutes to cut it out, I'm done.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily even, it's not something, you know, me, like they're not being mean, they're not hurting me, it's just something like, you know, touching a certain spot, and I'm like, no, I don't like that. And if you have to be told so many times, eventually I'm just going to be like, no, I'm done, go away.
Interesting that you said touching a certain spot, because it brought back a memory for me. I actually did end sex one time because a guy started tickling me.
Oh,
and I said,
fuck that.
And I said, stop. And he thought he was so funny and continued. And I was like, I'm done. And I got up and left because he was pinning me down and tickling me. And nope.
Yeah, I think we've talked about our mutual dislike of tickling.
Yeah.
Not something I enjoy ever. I've never had a partner that did it and, you know, didn't stop when I told them to, so.
Right. So, okay, number two. You're out with your partner and you see a really hot stranger. Do you keep it to yourself or point him, her out to your partner?
Always point them out. Always.
Yep.
Regardless of gender, regardless of why they're hot, I'm going to point that out.
And does a conversation ever develop from that, or is it just kind of a thing in passing?
It depends on what the situation we're in. You know, sometimes, like, if we're walking through the groceries, actually, I was walking through the grocery store the other day, and there was this really hot dad, like, had his kids with him, and they were being really well-behaved, so that was an extra term. And he was just beautiful. And I was just looked at my husband, and I was like, look at that. You know, he has no interest in men. My husband doesn't. But he was like, oh, he's a pretty good-looking dude. But, like, if we're in a, you know, if we're out at a bar or we're at a restaurant where we can have a little more, you know, private conversation, sometimes it's, you know, we've been out at a bar and been like, all right, who would you take home?
Yep.
If you weren't with me.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, I've always been the same way with any partner, and definitely in my head, it's going through what I do with that person. If I find, you know, if there's a sexual, I mean, there's good looking and appreciating somebody for good looking. And then there's looking at somebody and knowing you would fuck their brains out, given the opportunity. So,
right.
Yeah.
Grocery store man, I would have fucked his brains out. Send me over the meat counter. Pun intended.
Oh.
Grocery store hotness.
Hotness.
All right, are we going on to three?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You call a handyman, plumber, electrician for service at your home, and the company sends out the hottest guy you've ever seen. He's a stranger in your home, but he's so fucking sexy. Do you A, flirt and see what happens, B, excuse yourself and change into something slutty, or C, maintain an air of modesty and decorum?
Do I answer what I want to do or what I know I would do?
Well, both.
What I know, what I would want to do is A, I would want to flirt and see what happens. What I know that I would do is C, maintain an air of modesty and decorum. So I'm a whole lot of talk.
That's so funny because I'm exactly the opposite. I would want to maintain an air of modesty and decorum. But I know I would end up flirting. And it wouldn't be flirt and see what happens. Because I'm in my home. I'm married. I'm not going to let anything happen. But I would still flirt.
Well, okay, yeah, just flirt. I flirt with everybody, but it's innocent. To me, the flirt and see what happens means you're flirting with the intention of trying to get something to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to get in. Now, you know, I don't know. I was going to say, it's to me, it's really different being in my home.
Not me. I'm like, there's a bedroom ready and willing.
Well, but see, that bedroom, my bedroom is not just mine. So.
Oh, no, I'm talking about when I was married, too.
Oh, wow. Well,
there's a reason I'm divorced and you're not. But you also have a husband that enjoys fucking you and is attracted to you, so that makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay, number four. Is there any sexual act that you would absolutely never, ever try? Or maybe something you've done and you will never do again?
It's something I would never, ever try. I don't want to ever be involved in water sports or any sort of, well, like fluids, but that's the wrong word. I don't want anybody to pee on me. I don't want to pee on anybody. I don't want anything involving scat. I don't want any of that. Ever. I would not do that. Just hands down, never. Something I cannot come up with something that I've done that I would never do again. Because if I don't want to do something, I don't do it. I don't try things that I think I might not like. So.
Yeah, definitely no scat for me. I'm kind of not conflicted. I don't have any interest. I would not be turned on and laced by anything with, you know, the whole golden showers. Anybody pissing on me? Absolutely not. But I think if I had a partner who was, like, really into that and I would really turn them on, I would do it. With the condition that they know that this isn't going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would be able to maintain a relationship with somebody that had a fetish that I didn't think I could satisfy. Because I don't think it's fair. I don't think that's fair for your partner to have a fetish that you have absolutely zero interest in.
Oh, exactly. So. Exactly. Because, you know, part of satisfying you is satisfying them.
Right. Right. You know, and that goes into the comment that the sexy Texan wrote about talking about, how did he say that? He said that the certain activities that do not necessarily sexually excite you unless it's something that turns on your partner. Said another way, you can get sexually aroused by the arousal and excitement of your partner. And I think we've touched on that in probably several episodes before.
Yeah.
But what is that noise? Did you have some noise on your end?
Yeah, I
did. Oh, okay.
Emma just got online.
Okay. I was like, what was that noise? Anyway, there, you know, titty fucking does zero for me. Absolutely nothing for me. I could care if I never ever did it again. But, you know, there's quite a few guys that I've been with that are just, you know, hugely turned on by it.
I don't think I'd want to put it between the two.
So I will, but it's not like I get any pleasure from it. I mean, I enjoy, you know, if a guy's well endowed enough, I enjoy sucking his cock as it slides through my tits.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I really like about it, but it's not really even the way I enjoy a dick in my mouth. You know, I can't really take enough of it to really enjoy it. So, I mean, that would be something that I would do because they're aroused by it. Yeah, and
I can't think of anything that maybe I'm far more controlling in the bedroom than I realize I am.
Well, you said when we talked with Emma, you know, and Emma said she could take or leave spanking, you said that was how you kind of felt about throat fucking. that if your partner was really turned on by it, it really turns you on.
Oh, the whole gagging thing. Yeah. Because I don't, most of the time, I don't have to gag. I have a very minimal gag reflex, and I have very strong control over it. But if that gets the guy completely hot, I'll gag, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not something I have to do, and it's not something that does much for me at all. I actually have to kind of concentrate to do it, and it's almost forced, and then that to me is fake. And what's the point?
Right.
But, you know, if it gets in there. Now, like, the whole, like, I love the, you know, grabbing both sides of my head and forcing me onto your cock. I love that. It's just the gagging thing that I'm like, eh.
Yeah, now see, in theory, I love that. I love watching it in porn. But because I do have a fairly responsive gag reflex, I'm like terrified of puking on a guy. Terrified of it. When I was pregnant, I would puke almost every morning brushing my teeth. As soon as that toothbrush hit the back of my mouth, gone. I had to really pay attention. So, I do like a hand on the back of my head kind of holding me there, but I want to be the one controlling how much I'm taking. If I'm controlling it, I can take quite a bit. But
yeah.
If he's forcing it, we may have a problem. So I've not actually done the, you know, whole Facebook thing. It's something I'd like to try, but definitely with, you know, a partner that I really trusted.
Right. I can understand that. And it's not, you know, it's not for everybody. Some people find that degrading. I don't find it degrading. I think it's hot as fuck.
Yeah, I don't think it's degrading at all. I mean, I guess if a woman's having it done to her against her will, that's something different entirely. But if a woman likes that, then, you know, why not?
Well, dig it.
Dig it.
All right, so are we jumping back to number one of the second list?
Yeah.
Which we hinted on this when we recorded with Emma, who was freaking awesome. I'm sure you all heard it, but she was amazing. And we cannot wait to have her back.
Yes, she will be definitely on again.
Yes. What is on your sexual bucket list?
I have so many things on my sexual bucket list.
And I really don't.
No?
No, it's not something I ever really put too much thought into until I met you.
Well, we did discuss the whole DP thing.
Oh, yeah.
My biggest one, my number one for a long time has been sex club. Ooh. I want to go to a sex club. A friend of mine went to the Green Door out in Vegas. And she had a fantastic time. She said it was just awesome. But I would love to go. I would love to go to watch, and I would love to go to be watched. And there's even a bit of me that's curious about the BDSM sex clubs.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole public sex thing is kind of exciting. So, and watching other people have sex. I love doing that. So, that's definitely at the top of my list.
And I know we both have this on our list. Threesome with two bisexual men.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely. That's pretty high on my list. But that's also something that I don't think will ever happen for me. You know, just that's more of a fantasy than on my bucket list, because my bucket list is things that I think realistically I can achieve. And I don't think realistically I can achieve that.
Probably not as long as you're married.
Right. And I'm planning on remaining.
And I said, so. I'm guessing you plan on kind of hanging in that world for the duration.
Yeah. I have no plans to leave that, so... It's definitely one of my number one fantasies, but it would never happen with my husband because he is the furthest thing from bisexual that there is, so.
I am going to the Super Pussy thread because I know that there were some more questions on there.
I have another thing that's on my sexual bucket list.
And what is that?
And it's watching my husband fuck another woman.
It's pretty fucking hot.
And we've had interactions with other women, but he's never actually fucked another woman. And we have had some really good, really productive conversations regarding that lately. And so that is definitely very high on my bucket list because it's looking more and more achievable to me. And I don't know if I would want to take part or if I know I would probably eventually want to take part, but I just want to sit back and watch initially. Like I don't want to direct. I just want to be a fly on the wall.
How close would you want to be?
Well, I'm thinking like close enough that they know I'm there. I mean, like if you're in a hotel room, you know, sitting in the chair that's across the room from the bed, you know.
Right. Right. And see, I wanted to, when I did watch that, the couple of times that I watched it, I like wanted to be right there watching. Like,
you wanted like porn angles.
Yeah. I wanted to be able to reach out and lick or touch if I so desired.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm sure I would get to that point that I would want to do that. But
right.
Initially, I would just want to be like the, you know, observer in the background.
Excellent. And then, what was the other question there? That was the sexual fantasy, which we've kind of touched on.
Right, right.
So,
I have one more thing on my bucket list.
Oh, what's that?
It's a specific person. I mean, you're on there, but this person's been on there for a long time. And he is probably the one person I would step outside of my marriage for. And he's actually the person that my first writ submission, Meeting Mitchell, was written about. We've been online together, like talking and whatnot, for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, we lose contact every once in a while, and then we get back in contact. And very rarely do things get sexual between the two of us, but when they do, it's amazing.
What's the furthest that you guys have gone at this point?
Like Skype cam sessions.
Okay.
Yeah, he lives on the other side of the country, so.
Which is probably a good thing.
It's a very good thing.
Yeah.
We came really, really close. The story meeting Mitchell about them meeting, you know, in some random town. I made it so far as to looking up flights and hotels and things, and then I just couldn't follow through. I was like, I just can't do it. And it was a good thing I couldn't. The whole situation at the time was bad. Like, not that, you know, I'm very, very happy in my marriage, but, you know, you hit rocks and shit, and I would have been doing it for completely the wrong reasons if I'd done it at that point.
Yeah. So, again, that's not a good thing, so.
And he doesn't know that we record these, so now I'm going to have to be like, oh, you need to go listen to that.
Does anybody in your real life know? You're like all hidden and everything, right?
I am totally hidden, completely. Like, Pete, no, nobody knows. And it's one of those things that, like, I wish sometimes I could tell people, but I'm so meticulous about covering my tracks that I couldn't tell. There's nobody that I could trust enough.
Right.
To not, you know, have a few drinks and say something or.
But you're very much who you are here is who you are in your life, right?
Right, right.
It's just that the two paths don't cross. Because I know people that their personalities are completely different. Like, they come to Lit to be this wild, you know, sexual person, but then they don't carry that out in their real life, for one reason or another. So I am very much every bit AJ in my real life, and I think my worlds have meshed a great deal. I would say I'm almost to the point where they are the same world. I have coworkers that know that I record these, that know that I do the phone sex, that I post pictures online. I have a coworker who's seen, we've traded pictures. So,
she's male or female?
Female.
Rock on.
Yeah. She, I would definitely hook up with her, but she's like.
Do the men at work now?
One of the guys do, because the girl that I just mentioned told him. I could have killed her. I mean, I wasn't upset. I was more like, oh my God, I just couldn't look him in the face after that. It was like,
yeah.
Oh Lord. She said she told him and he was just kind of like, what?
Oh my gosh.
So, and actually there was another coworker that when he retired, he didn't really retire. He just, his wife got a transfer, and so he retired, but he just went into another line of work.
Mm-hmm.
He's about, 10, 15 years older than me. And I had a crush on him the entire time. He's one of those guys that there was just something there that just made me, and I don't know what it was. He was leaving, and I made some comment about Lit, and he got this devilish look on his face, and he's like, yeah, I know. And that was like, we didn't have, and I was like, wait, what? And he just grinned at me and left.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what did he know?
No shit.
And I'm like, at the time, you know, I took a lot of pictures at work, especially after hours. And I actually had taken pictures in his office at one point. So I'm like wondering if he ever like saw those pictures and was like, hey, I know that drafting table.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would die if anyone that I work with. I work with a bunch of catty old women. And they, oh wow, I would die. I would absolutely die. There's even other aspects of my online life that don't know about Lit.
Right. And, right, the other things that you do.
Yeah, and you know, I wouldn't want some of them to find out. Just because that's, you know, putting yourself out there on Lit, that takes, you know, some cojones. And you know the people of Lit are pretty freaking awesome, and you know that you're not gonna, you know, hear a bunch of shit.
Yeah. You're
either gonna get no feedback or you're gonna get positive feedback.
Right.
In general.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, my brother knows about Lit, but we agreed that he's got his site that he goes to, and I've got my site that I go to, and we agreed that we just won't go on each other's sites because that would be really weird and awkward.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he just rolls his eyes whenever his wife and I start talking about sex toys and stuff. He's just like, oh, I don't need to hear this. La 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 la. So.
Speaking of sex toys.
Yes.
I'm nothing.
Is there one handy there? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's very handy. It's in my hand.
It's in your hand. Is it only in your hand?
No.
Oh, you naughty, naughty girl. Okay, so you said at the start of that, questions from Lit men. However, I got a PM with questions from a Lit girl. And, she said, you never seem stuck for words or orgasms. She said, I love the improvised way you and Eliza do things, a bit like sex, improvised and unexpected surprises. and like lovemaking. There's a great chemistry and love between you that I feel privileged and aroused by you sharing. A strange question is dirty talk. Does it get in the way during sex? I actually get aroused by giggles more. I had a boyfriend who almost giggled me to an orgasm. Not tickling, just him making jokes about my bum. So basically she wanted to know about dirty talk, our feelings on dirty talk.
If it's done well, it doesn't get in the way. If the mood is right.
Yeah.
You know, it took me a long time for me not to laugh at my husband every time he tried to dirty talk to me. Because it just wasn't him.
Yeah, that was my ex.
And now he's gotten a lot better at it. And so I don't, you know, laugh at him anymore. But I totally appreciate the art of the giggle-gasm. I love it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if there's not giggling in my bedroom, then something's wrong.
Right, so. As long as you're not pointing and giggling.
So, while I'm busy fucking you, you're going to be okay with me talking dirty to you, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because I know you can do it well.
I think I might be okay at it.
I have a hard time dirty talking. Like, I feel silly talking dirty.
Well, then you just need a partner who coaxes it from you.
Yeah. So I do, I can think of a small handful of people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, like, I'm always, anytime you voice with somebody the first time, you're nervous. But I'm always nervous of, is my bark going to be as loud as it needs to be, you know? Because it's a lot easier to type something than to say it.
Right.
And then I get giggling, so.
Right. And I it doesn't even necessarily have to be dirty talk to turn me on. I just want some sort of vocal feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can get just as turned on from a growl in my ear.
Oh, God.
Exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That growl, that just primal, can turn me on just as much as words. If not more sometimes.
Yeah.
And for me, make some noise when you come, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I cannot stand silent comers.
No.
Because whether or not it's meant that way, I take it personally. Like, did I do something wrong? Did they not enjoy that? So I'm a feedback girl. I like to know that I'm getting the job done.
Yeah. And my God, I love to hear my name.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's, oh, Lord have mercy.
Any of them?
Any of my name?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, pretty much. All of my elusive identity.
Yeah, even that, even my lit name is just, you know, what's the word? A shortened version of my name, so.
Yeah, and mine is not. Mine is my pen name.
Yeah.
So, there you go, guys. Sorry, my name is not Eliza Richards.
You know, if anybody actually thought it was, you know, I wonder if anybody's gone and Googled you.
I don't know. I need to Google Eliza Richards and see what comes up.
Well, I'm sure there's an Eliza Richards. At least it's not Eliza Doolittle.
Yeah, I'm sure there's several, but... And I can't remember why... I know why I picked Eliza as the first name. I can't remember why I picked Richards as the last name. Maybe I just thought it rolled well. I don't know.
It does. It works. Oh, my goodness, my pussy's wet.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Can you hear that?
Yes. Everyone can hear that. Your neighbors can hear that.
I was having phone sex with somebody, And they're like, do you ever get standing ovations from your neighbors when you walk outside? And I said, you know, I don't know my neighbors very well, but on the block that I'm on, we all have double lots, so none of our houses are super close together, thank God. But I've often wondered exactly how loud I am from the outside of the house.
Yeah, I know if I could be as loud as I wanted to be that my neighbors could hear me. Because I've heard, like, you know, I've heard my neighbor just talking loudly in his living room from my porch, so.
Well, yeah, if you can hear that.
Yeah.
I woke up in the middle of the night.
Add him to the bucket list. What?
I said I woke up in the middle of the night last night and just was so horny. I woke up. I set my camera up on video record and put my ass in the air, slid my butt plug in, and fucked my pussy to orgasm.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. Yep. Yep.
I don't think I've ever woke up that horny in the middle of the night. Like, I've woke up in the middle of the night and been like, oh, I'm going to get fucked. But I don't know if I would wake up in the middle of the night and take the situation into my own hands.
Try not having sex for a long time. That answer might change. I've just been super horny the last couple of weeks. Sounds like somebody else is, too. What are you doing?
I'm rubbing the end of this vibrator on my clit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had an orgasm in, like, close to a week.
Holy fuck, woman! I've had a few for you.
Well, and apparently I had some amazing monkey sex Saturday night, but I'll be damned if I remember it.
Jesus. Yeah, you were feeling pretty awful on Sunday, huh?
Yeah, I woke up pretty sore and couldn't figure out why, and then I was told why. Oops.
That's pretty bad.
I know. I'm like, I hate when I miss good sex.
I don't know that I've ever been that drunk.
Oh, God.
Or passed out or drugged up or whatever.
I sound like some kind of fucking raging mush now.
Well. I just did a series of personal audios for this guy, because I do the personal audios kind of like for somebody that doesn't necessarily want phone sex, but they want something personal.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness gracious, I came so hard during the last scenario, because it was like the whole, oh girl.
Sorry.
No, you just sound so fucking good.
Feels pretty fucking good.
Yeah? Mm. Are you going to come before me tonight?
What?
I said, are you going to come before me tonight? Because you're kind of sounding like it.
I might.
Yeah? Oh, that's it all. Eliza. Yeah.
You're gonna beat me to it.
No, I'm not. I'm holding off. Tongue buried in your cunt right now.
Oh, God.
I want to suck your clit into my mouth. And flick my tongue over it.
Oh, fuck. Jay.
Oh, God, I want to taste you so bad.
I want your tongue in my ass and your fingers on my clit.
I will happily, happily do that for you. Push those knees back and just push my tongue into your ass. Tongue fuck that pretty ass. Slide my fingers into your pussy and rub my thumb over your clit. Come for me, sweetie. Yeah. Oh, that's a good girl. That's a good girl. Oh, oh, grind your ass into my face. Oh, yeah. There's another bucket list item. Oh, I want to fuck you.
Oh, I thought that was a given.
Yeah, but I've never done the whole strap-on thing, and I really, really want to.
Fuck me and let Aaron Rodgers watch.
Oh. Oh, God.
You could fuck me and he could fuck you.
Oh, fuck.
I was really close to coming again, but then I had to get the joke in.
Oh. Well, I'll get back to it. I want you to come again for me.
Oh, I'm really close. Tongue would feel so much better on my clit than this vibrator.
Have you ever done the whole tribbing thing?
The what?
Tribbing.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like, if you look up tribbing, it's lesbian porn. It's where they grind their pussies together. Like grind their clits against each other. And I don't think it would work for me at all.
I don't think it would for me either.
Although, I will say that when I was with my girlfriend one time, I was straddling her leg. And I was, like, humping and grinding myself against her leg. And I totally got off. I was really surprised. But I think it was also because I was fingering her pussy. And I was just so aroused and turned on by getting her off that I think it contributed big time. I'm going to slide a toy in your ass while I suck your clit.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, love watching.
touching your ass. Just take that toy. I'm going to pick up a dildo and slide it into your pussy. Fill both your holes. And then I'm going to pick up a vibrator. And I'm going to push it against your clit. And then I'm going to crawl up and start kissing you. While my fingers play with your nipples. My tongue pushes into your mouth. For you. When I come, do I ever sound like I'm not speaking English? Because I've had two different guys that popped mine immediately that are like, I don't think you're even speaking English.
Well, I don't think you are, necessarily. Like, you can definitely make out your fucks.
But I think I am. I think I just mush them all into one giant word. I think I say them so fast that I don't necessarily pause to put the brakes in. But I'm not really thinking at that point. Right. Oh, my God.
My clit is just tingling. I had that vibrator on there too long. like when you wear roller skates and then you try to walk again and you still feel like you're skating. Oh. Except on your clit.
I'm going to sound like I'm far away for a minute because I'm going to get a different toy.
You are horrible. I need to leave my junk alone for a minute.
Well, that's fine, but I need something more substantial at the moment.
How long are we?
We're at 47 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
You got your Enjoy?
No, that's what I've been using. This is this is more like a dildo. I don't use it very often, but when I need to feel filled.
So when I fuck you with a strap on, it should be a pretty large one?
No, not necessarily. This isn't that big. But,
It's nice and thick.
Yeah. Fuck! Yes.
God, I love how long you come. Oh. I have a question for you.
Hold on.
About orgasms. And I can't remember if we talked about this in an episode or not. Has anyone ever described your orgasm to you in depth?
No. No, but I know that you had somebody describe yours quite poetically.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find it. I was going to pull it up in a minute. It was very short and sweet, but very deep, I believe. And he's, the person who described it, he's heard me come a lot louder than most people get to, but... Because yours, God, your orgasms are like fingerprints. There's no two alike.
Oh, mine?
Yeah, I mean, they all are similar, but sometimes you've got the slow buildup and then just the bam crash. And other times, it's just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But such is the life of a super pussy.
No, I don't have a super pussy, remember?
I know. We don't have them, which is very sad, but combined.
But one of our listeners' wives does.
Yeah, no shit.
Somebody, you mean my wife has a super pussy? Well, yes,
really
yes, she
funny.
Does.
Well, and both of us have the potential to have a super pussy.
Yes, I have moments of it, but it's not a given thing.
Right. Okay, here, I found it. Okay, so this was the description that was given of my orgasm. Your notes start out deep and long, kind of like a diesel engine. As you move through and get closer, they get shorter and the pitch increases. And then, when you are about to come, you actually move into a different octave.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, those are fancy words.
Word whore.
Total word slut. No idea. You do have an idea. You have a very big idea. You know what a word slut is.
Yeah. Do you know what chuffing is?
No.
Chuffing is the sound that a male lion makes. And it's kind of that poof, poof sound that they make. And I was having phone sex with this guy, and I'm like, oh my God, you're chuffing. And then I told him what it was, and yeah, it was just really sexy.
Yeah. I can think of one person in particular that I talk to that makes that sound every time, and it's like, oh. And it's always post-orgasm, too, which the first time I was like, that's a little odd, but then he explained it to me, and I was like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because he just keeps going. Mm. Even whether he's hard or not, he just keeps going, and that's when the sound comes.
That is something I would like to study and learn more about as tantric sex.
I think I'm too lazy for that. Seriously.
I have a friend who was into it, and he, like, would have multiple orgasms through the course of sex and just keep going.
Wow. That's some pretty powerful mind shit, and I don't know if my mind is that powerful.
Oh, my pussy feels so good.
I finally stopped tingling.
Mm.
I was like, I still had the vibrator right on my clit. Not a bad feeling. I'm listening to you.
What?
You're purring. You are.
Now I'm blushing.
Well, you should be. It's a sexy fucking purr.
Mm. So I feel really fucking good.
Mm. If you feel half as good as you sounded, then damn. Damn. What did you just say?
I said, stop it.
Oh, I thought you said superstar. like, really? Did she really just say that?
No. Oh, my God, no. But now I've got Molly Shannon in my head.
I know. Oh, my God, that was too funny.
And now I have visions of Aaron Rodgers with his fingers in his pits. Superstar.
Oh, my God.
The double discount, double check.
Aaron Rodgers, superstar, I would not be okay with that.
He could pretty much do anything he wanted.
As long as he looked pretty doing it.
Him and Josh Holloway.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Did you ever watch Lost?
No.
Oh, he was Sawyer.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't do anything for me.
Oh.
Normally, I like dirty-looking guys. I like that scruffy, you know, kind of slightly disheveled look.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like blondes.
He's not blonde. He's brunette.
He was blonde on the show, wasn't he?
Uh-uh. He was brunette.
Yeah, whatever. Shows you how much I paid attention. But like I said, I did not watch Lost.
Yeah. I like his new show, too. He's on a show called Intelligence.
Never seen that either. Yeah. Give me some Jonathan Rhys Meyers, I'll be all over that. Good God.
He did he just did Dracula, right?
Yes. He is at his absolute sexiest. I'm slurring my words. I'm still kind of there's a movie called Match Point with him and Scarlett Johansson, who you know I would fucking rail. He is so sexy in that movie. And there's this scene where the two of them are, like, making out in this meadow, and he's just manhandling her ass.
Mm.
Oh, my God. It is wonderful.
Mm.
Completely wonderful. But I think we're coming up to our end time.
Yes, we are. As I'm, like, totally in, like, little Nirvana land. yeah, we're at 56 minutes, so...
what? We're still recording?
Yeah. So, good night, good morning, good afternoon, all you pervy pervs out there. Oh, there was a comment on, well, you probably saw it, because it was on your lit submission side, and it was like, we need to get a theme song.
We've discussed that, but we can't use, like, copyrighted stuff.
Right. So I put another, and I'll put it out here, too, just because, you know, more people listen than read the comments. But if anybody's really creative and would like to write a theme song for us and submit it, let us know. You know, we can get us via feedback.
Don't expect us to sing. Well, don't expect me to sing it.
Oh, no, they have to sing it. We'll just play it. We'll just play the clip of it. But, you know, obviously it's the whole super pussy, theme, so. But
we have the perfect song in mind, but.
Yeah. What was the song? You can mention it.
It's called Pussy by Lord Vassett.
Lord Vassett?
Your pussy, show it to me. Yeah, Lord Vassett.
Hmm.
The album is called Our Little Secret, and it looks like this, you know, hot chick on the CD, like when it's, you know, in the case. Remember CD cases?
Oh, yeah.
And then when you fold it out, she's got these leather pants on and this huge cock.
Ah, interesting.
It's kind of techno-y. It's a little, you know, but it's fun stuff. They've got a song called Rubber Doll. They've got a song called Spank My Booty. Yeah.
And honey, do I remember CD cases? I remember album covers. And 8-track cassette tapes, so.
I was just being silly. I own vinyl. Shut up.
I'm so swollen I can't get my toy out.
That looks like you're sleeping with a friend tonight.
I wish. I need a warm body next to me. And on me and in me and under me.
Which way but loose?
I'll start taking applications.
Alright, we're getting super weird.
Yes, we are.
Okay,
so
getting super weird.
Say good night and goodbye and good luck.
So long, farewell.
Need to say good night to you and you. All right. Good night.
Good night.